This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm drinking an Anchor Old Foghorn. It's a Category 19C American Barley Wine. Now, this one's been a little confusing. It showed up as an English barley wine for a while due to some differences of opinion. See if we can get to the bottom of it. It's something I'm drinking in a wine glass. It's sort of my favorite way to enjoy it, since it comes in a nice little nip bottle. Fits into a nice red wine glass. Good Riedel crystal. It's medium copper color. It has this great depth to it. If you look to it, it looks like you're looking through a gemstone. It's clear, but yeah, it looks like it's miles deep. It has a very low beige head, hardly any at all. This bottle's out of my cellar. I've been hanging on to it for several years. I'm not exactly sure how old it is. It's probably at least 5 years old, though. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma, it's got a strong malt. It's multi-textured. It's bready and toasty and a little caramely, but strong in intensity. There's some moderate hops, a little citrusy, moderate esters, not really any particular fruit. I'm also getting some fair amount of alcohol. The malt is really the strongest in the blend. It does have a definite age character to it. But all the aroma components really blend together nicely. The caramel gets a little stronger as it warms. I'm going to give it an 11. The alcohol's just still a little bit too forward for me, even after all these years. And I'd expect a touch more hops. 11 for aroma. So tasting it, it has a strong malt with a high bitterness. And I see the English misunderstanding or difference of opinion. It has a lot of English-like qualities to the malt. It tastes a little like kettle caramelization. You know, it's got, you know, a really deep toffee quality to it, and it is estery. But you don't find the bitterness of English barley wines to be quite that high. There's a moderate citrusy hop flavor. Get some alcohol. Finish is medium dry. It's not heavy at all. You know, alcohol does come out in the finish, too. It has a great malt richness. Really enjoying this. You know, the aftertaste is malt first, and some hop bitterness and alcohol. I'm going to give it a 19. The flavors are just knitted together so nicely. Mouthfeel, it's got a full body, it's sort of velvety. I'd say the carbonation's medium. It is quite warming, but smooth. There is a lot of alcohol here. It says it's a 10% beer. But it's not sharp. So I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, You know, I sort of think of this as an American Thomas Hardy's. It would be interesting to try, you know, an aged Foghorn and an aged Thomas Hardy side by side. The flavor profile is very similar to an English barley wine, but the bitterness and balance is more like an American. This particular one is well aged, so I'm not getting a lot of huge brash flavors. I like aging my strong beers quite a bit. This one is a real sipper. It's a cold night as I'm judging this, so it's a nice one. When I'm done, I think I'm going to go sit and finish it by the fire. The balance is super. It's the flavors are aged, but are still distinctive. I think this shows that American barley wines don't need to basically be, you know, double IPAs that are, you know, sort of out of balance. You know, Bigfoot is a, you know, a strongly hoppy, bitter American barley wine. This sort of shows a slight other end of the range, that you can have a strongly bitter beer, but it doesn't have to have the huge hop flavor and aroma. You know, it can have a more balanced hop aroma. This also helps illustrate the difference between American barley wines and Imperial IPAs. You know, this is a malty beer. It can have a lot of bitterness. You know, it could have some more late hops. If this had some more late hops, you know, I would enjoy it too. You know, maybe it did when it was younger. But, you know, it's clearly a barley wine. You get that really deep malt flavor with the noticeable alcohol. You know you're drinking a strong beer. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall, and that adds up to a 47. This is one of my favorite examples. It does show some range to the style, and most American barley wines will have more of a in-your-face hop character. But this one sort of shows that you can still be American as long as you're using the American varieties, and, you know, the bitterness is up there. I like that it's retained the sort of the soul of a barley wine, that you're getting a, you know, a richly malty beer. You're not feeling like you're drinking a, you know, a double IPA that didn't, you know, attenuate fully. You know, there's more to it than that. So that's my little rant on the difference in the styles. So that's 47 for Anchor Old Foghorn, Category 19C, American Barley Wine.